In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, in the litany of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, we beg from our Lord that he would make our hearts like unto thine, and truly our hearts and our feelings and our attachments should always be like those of Sacred Heart of Jesus. If man is very vain, or he likes lots of richness, or things of the world, his heart usually centers either towards himself or all the material things he loves and likes to collect. But that was never with the Sacred Heart of Jesus. His attachment, his heart, was always to do the will of his Heavenly Father, and to make this will come true, he was ready to go through everything, even the most horrible and painful death on the cross. And it's to make our hearts, own hearts, like those of Jesus, is not just ideal, some ideal which would be made true only in heaven. No, our hearts must come like those of Sacred Heart of Jesus already on this earth. And we have numerous and numerous of saints as our example and proof that our hearts truly can become like those of Jesus's already on this earth. First and foremost, we have the example of Blessed Virgin Mary, whose Immaculate Heart was always the most pure and most attached to God, forgetting all her own needs and always thinking glory of God and the needs of her neighbor first. And today's saint, whose name is Saint Giles, is a great example to us in humility and in looking the things and will of God from places even far away from his own home. Saint Giles, he was born in Athens, Greece, and his parents died when he was young and left him a great inheritance. But in a true spirit of sacrifice, Saint Giles gave out everything he had to the poor. And because he also had the gift of doing miracles, he became, so to speak, very popular man among the citizens of Athens, because everybody was flocking to see the great miracle worker and patron of her poor. But Saint Giles, whose heart was like that of Jesus, he did not want to be praised, and he did not want to seek fame and popularity. So that he would be able to serve God in hidden life, he left his homeland, Greece, and sailed far, far away to France, and to be excluded from worldly hustle and bustle, he went to live alone in a dark forest. He made his home in a rough cave behind a thick thorn bush, and there was no way of getting regular nutrition there. But every day a deer came and gave him her milk. And in this way, St. Giles lived very contented, safe, and also very humble life. He was fully now detached from the fame, from the people, and from the riches of the world, just like he wanted. But God certainly was pleased with St. Giles's humility, and one day sent a king who was hunting a deer, and who happened to shoot an arrow to the cave which Saint Giles lived in. And when King went to search what he had shot, he realized that he had wounded this hermit with his arrow. And when Saint Giles told him the story of his life, The king begged her forgiveness that he had wounded such a holy man. The king sent his doctors to take care of St. Charles and make him healthy again. But he was now, so to speak, discovered, and discovered by the mightiest man of France. And although St. Charles begged to be left alone, the king felt such attachment and veneration to him that he very often came to see Charles and ask spiritual assistance. Charles would never accept any gifts from the king, but finally he agreed to let the king build a large monastery there, and St. Charles became its first abbot. And when he died, St. Charles did his grave at the monastery, became a great shrine where many people came on pilgrimage. So, dear faithful, you can see from his life when we show humility and attachment to the divine things instead of secular things, God is very pleased to our actions, and he can and he often will use us to do great things which are very good, not only for our own souls, but also the souls of our neighbor. When we act like Virgin Mary did and like all the saints did, we show attachment only to God, and we show concern only for the good of our neighbor and not to ourselves. We truly have become like our Lord in our actions, and our own hearts truly have become like those of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.